22 years after the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, work is underway on a larger, stronger shelter to cover the ruins of the exploded Soviet power plant and prevent further radiation leaks and contamination. Chernobyl's reactor number 4 exploded on April 26, 1986, spewing radiation over a large swathe of the former Soviet Union and much of Northern Europe in the world's worst nuclear accident. Adi Roach is the director of Chernobyl Children's Project International, an organization that provides medical help and respite to children who still suffer the aftermath of this disaster. She told us more about Chernobyl 22 years on.
In a way, we have no template of anything happening in this scale before in the history of humanity. Nothing compares to this. The death of 3,000 towns and villages, which are now left almost as a silent graveyard or monument to man's greatest folly. The casualties in hospitals, in orphanages, in mental asylums, in poor villages. And these are the people that are left languishing, particularly the children. It is the children who are paying the highest price because there is so much genetic damage passing down the line. Like, we're being told that it's a demographic disaster. That 22 years on, we will only now see the first generation down of Chernobyl victims. Children who were born with thyroid abnormalities, children born with very damaged hearts, children born with very damaged immune systems, ensuring that they have no ability to fight off ordinary infections and ordinary illnesses, children who are born with a huge range of birth deformities. And I think it's so important that these people are not dismissed. So many other tragedies have come to our television screens, but what we forget is that no matter how bad or protracted a war is or a famine, there is a beginning, middle and end. It is down to the negotiators, to the politicians, find a resolution to the conflict. But with Chernobyl, there is a beginning, but there is no end because of the genetic damage for what we have created in humankind, but also in the flora and fauna.